Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. And now it's time for part two of the Dr. Robert Young interview. Enjoy.
And I'm not putting myself on the level of Moses. I'm not declaring that I'm a prophet, okay? All I'm saying is I'm expressing my experience. And I'm trying to say, as John the Baptist, as a voice in the wilderness, is wake up. You know, and do your research. And put on your common sense hat. Now, in doing that, I've been arrested three times. I've been to jail for doing nothing other than helping people take responsibility for their lifestyle, their diets, and for them through education, because that's a true physician, by definition, is an educator. And teaching them and empowering them that you must be the change you want to see. I can't treat your cancer. You have to treat your cancer. You have to understand that it is you that needs to take responsibility. And so one of the failures, which is, I guess, in answer to your question, is that we need to express not more medication, but more education. We don't need more vaccines or vaccinations. We need more education. And that education takes us out of wandering in the modern day wilderness and provides an opportunity for us to live, not just survive, but to live with energy, with passion, with vitality. But you, not me, you, each individual, needs to take responsibility for what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, where you live, what you feel, what you believe, and it is you that are creating these sicknesses. Now, when I say that to a cancer patient, that can be very offensive, because all of a sudden I've transferred responsibility from, oh, poor me, I have this terrible curse on me, of cancer, of diabetes, I'm going to blame it on genetics. No. Genetics has nothing to do with this. Epigenetics does. Epigenetics means outside the genetics, because the genetics is like a light switch. You can turn it on or turn it off. You are in control of what is expressed on your genetics. You can rewrite your genetics. Or you can continue down the pathway of your father, your mother, your grandparents, and live their lifestyle, live their diet. Well, alcoholism runs in my family. No, alcoholism doesn't run in your family. Stupidity runs in your family. Everybody knows that alcohol is an acid that destroys your liver, that destroys your brain. It's associated with pancreatic cancer. It's associated with women's breast cancer. Okay? Alcohol is an acid. There's no health benefits. And that's the same with dairy, and that's the same thing with eating the breakdown products of RNA and DNA genetic products, of eating the flesh of animals or the interstitial fluids or the blood of animals. Because that juice from the meat is the interstitial fluid of that animal. And if you looked under a microscope of those fluids, you would never eat a piece of meat again. You would never eat an egg again. You would never eat a chicken, because when you start looking at this under a microscope and you see these cell fragments and you test this biochemically, you know, what you're eating and drinking is the urine and waste of these animals. What do you think the body's going to do? Build good, healthy blood out of that? No. Good, healthy blood is made from four ingredients: chlorophyll, oil, water, and salt. And there's a purpose of why our blood is salted with sodium. It provides the matrix by which electrons transport to power our cells. We are electrical beings, okay? We are spiritual electrical beings having a physical experience and thus produce chemical wastes. If those chemical wastes are not eliminated, they will cause what is known today in medicine as disease. But these are symptoms. Cancer is not a disease. It's a symptom of pollution, internal pollution, of interstitial fluid pollution. If you want the solution to the pollution, then you have to understand how to alkalize those fluids. And it doesn't help the discussion when a doctor, or unknowingly, you know, who is not educated and receives very little or no education on the interstitium or how to test the interstitial fluids, it provides real no basis of discussion if you're going to say, well, what you eat, what you drink, and what you believe and what you think and what you breathe doesn't have anything to do and does not affect the pH of the blood. Okay, that's called ignorance. That's what I'm talking about. The medical profession does some wonderful things. If you break a leg, they can fix it. If you're in a motorcycle accident and have to go to the emergency chronic care or emergency room, they can help repair things. But when it comes to so-called infectious disease, which are infectious symptomologies that are then, you know, through propaganda and for filthy lucre promoted as a virus, and I think President Trump defined it perfectly, as well as the vice president, they're invisible. So we don't have a microscope, an electron microscope, that is ever identified a virus, because they're invisible. And the reason they're invisible is because they do not exist. Now, if you take offense of that, then I guess, you know, I can apologize, but I gain nothing by telling you this information other than empowering you to listen to the opposite voice, which is a voice in the wilderness trying to say, look, you want the truth or do you want part of the truth? You know, because there's nothing so false that does not contain some element of truth. And that's what's so sneaky about the viral theory, which it is my goal to dismantle it, which is offensive to those who have studied all their life virology. Virology is pseudoscience. Virology is based upon a belief. If you start tying down, and I know these guys, when you start tying them down, like Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier, you know, what was he doing in China? Wait a minute, he has tenure at the University of Paris. He's a Nobel laureate for discovering a non-existent, invisible phantom virus called HIV. He knows that. I know that. Now you know that. And that's the same case with COVID. COVID is an effect with symptoms due to the effect caused by chemical and radiation poisoning. Anyone who doesn't believe needs to reevaluate their thinking that radiation, non-ionizing radiation that's coming from cell phones, cell towers, whether it's 1G to 5G, at 900 megahertz up to 30 megahertz, and now they have the capacity to go to 300 to 600 gigahertz, I should say 30 gigahertz to 60 gigahertz up to 300 to 300, and they can flip the switch on, and you know exactly when the switch is on, when you start feeling, oh, wow, I feel like I just got off the merry-go-round. Or you feel lightheaded or dizzy, or you start coughing because you're choking on your own waste. That's why you have a dry cough. You're choking on your own waste that the body can't get rid of it. It's carbon dioxide poisoning. It's one of the three major conditions of high altitude sickness, which is identical to hydrogen cyanide poisoning, to glycophosphate poisoning, to aluminum oxide poisoning, which is in vaccines, the thimerosal poisoning, to formaldehyde poisoning, to sugar poisoning. You see, and then the fever is the body saying, whoa, if we don't get rid of this stuff in all the cell fragments, because your cells are being destroyed by electromagnetic fields, specifically the magnetic field, which is the force. And you're gonna see it. If you haven't seen it, you're gonna see these new fangled vehicles for crowd dispersing. The Chinese have the technology, the Russians have the technology, the US, of course, has the technology to literally pick people up and put them in a whole different place. A crowd being forced by these pulsating vibrational magnetic fields that have such a force that will pick you up and throw you, or will destroy the very essence of your being, pushing you into decompensated acidosis of the interstitial fluids, hypoxia, hypercapnia, carbon dioxide poisoning, causing, here again, cellular breakdown, the cascade of clotting factors, the increase of macrokerocytes that produce thrombocytes that leads to pulmonary thrombosis, where the blood can't even get into the lungs to drop off its waste or pick up oxygen. This is what, and if you look at the autopsies that doctors have done all around the world, all of these people have died from hypoxia, from hypercapnia, from thrombosis. They've got clots in their brain, they've got clots in their lung, they've got clots in their liver, they've got clots in their pancreas, they have clots in their major veins and arteries. Why? Because they've been exposed to something you can measure. It's not invisible, it's measurable. You can't see it, you can measure it. Pulsating V frequencies that has a G force that can literally disturb and damage and destroy the human body. And it starts at a cellular basis. So the research has shown that frequency at 60 gigahertz destroys the hemoglobin. And why? Because it's trying to buffer. Hemoglobin is the second buffer next to sodium bicarbonate that the body uses to manage and maintain the alkaline design of the body. So if the body's not producing sodium bicarbonate, the organ that does that is the stomach. Stomach is the major organ of alkalinity, then of course the body absorbs that radiation, absorbs those chemicals, and this is why in cancer and diabetes, I'm literally seeing holes in the red blood cells. Yeah. So this has been my experience. So, you know, I say I'm truly grateful, truly blessed to have been given this knowledge from on high, to be able to have the experience of traveling around the world and lecturing at every major university, to be able to share and publish in peer-reviewed journals this my our latest was just published last week on the genesis of SARS, the genesis of COVID is pathological blood coagulation caused by an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking, exposure to radiation and chemical poisoning. These are the major contributing factors, and this is measurable and has been measured for years, but the public at large is not aware of this. Governments are, the intelligence is there to validate this. Of course, some courts have actually heard, one of the chemicals you're probably familiar with, the chemical called glyphosate, the brand name by Monsanto is called Roundup. And Roundup has been used as a herbicide for many, many years. But it's directly related to cancer. It's directly related to neurological disease. And it's a poison, and it's in all of our food. When you hear about a virus which is non-existent called Zika, which causes birth defects and brain damage, neurological damage, undeveloped brains in the fetus, they're associating that with Zika, but it's not a virus as a biological. It's a virus as a chemical poisoning, and the poisoning is called glyphosate, and this is what's causing birth defects. And that's why I recommend, you know, growing your own food, knowing where your food is grown, and eating organic foods or foods that aren't laced with these chemicals that in many years ago, such as in polio and measles being caused by cyanide poisoning. And so we now have measles again, and epidemics of measles. We talk about that after vaccinations, in Africa and India. And then we're talking about Zika. But with every virus, there's a chemical poison. So with Zika, it's glyphosate. With polio and measles, it's chlorobenzene, DDT. There's, a family of chemicals that in the 50s, children were exposed to. They were spraying it everywhere. And this caused paralysis, neurological damage. It was a chemical poisoning. And they came up with this idea, well, let's make up another virus. They did that in the 80s called HIV. It's another fake virus. And so we have the fake polio virus. And I want to refer to Dr. Peter Duisberg, who wrote the book Inventing the AIDS Virus. But if you read his books, it's inventing not the AIDS virus alone, which is HIV, which does not exist. It's a fake virus. You've got the hepatitis fake virus. You've got the Ebola fake virus. You've got, I just told you about the fake Zika virus. And now we've got the fake COVID virus.
It's interesting you talk about the HIV being a fake virus. So, I mean, I reckon a lot of the people listening to this podcast have never heard that before. Speak a bit more to that, please, Robert.
Well, I can speak on a personal level that actually started my focus and writing and publications. This is the publication here in a peer-reviewed journal. It's called A Second Thought About Viruses, Vaccines, and the HIV/AIDS Hypothesis. Now, here again, why would someone that's in nutrition, in holistic medicine, naturopathy, biochemistry. Well, and why was I drawn to HIV? I was drawn to HIV because chemicals were being used for treatment. One was called AZT. And it was like, let's take this off the shelf because, I'm going, AZT, wait a minute, this is not the side effects of AZT is death. And people who took it didn't die from HIV, or it caused the immune deficiency. People that are perfectly healthy using a RT-PCR, it's a retrovirus, HIV, it's invisible. Guess what? It's a fake virus. Luc Montagnier, who received the Nobel Prize, knows that it's a fake virus. And there's a lot of other scientists who will say, well, it was man-made. It's biologicals don't kill you. Biologicals just pollute the environment that activates immunity. And it's a secondary immunity. White blood cells like neutrophils or lymphocytes like T cells or B cells release chemicals of oxygen. They're called reduced oxygen molecules like OH minus. They release those to neutralize the poisons that you just ingested. Pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals. You see, that's the whole industry of medicine, petrochemicals. Why wouldn't I study this? But what really got me motivated on this is when my nephew, in his young age, you know, 19, 20, he was diagnosed with HIV, and I begged with my sister, please do not treat him with these petrochemicals, because he won't die from immune deficiency. He will die from being poisoned by the chemicals that he'll ingest. And he died a year later. And so in respect to my sister, I backed off. She heard what I had to say, and they decided to go ahead with the treatments. He later died. And my nephew, who, you know, I adored. And that's what motivated me to start researching this. And the more I dug into it, I realized they don't have any solid evidence. They violated the whole basis, which had started with the Spanish flu epidemic and the fake virus there, you know, going all the way through to polio, to HIV, to Ebola, to Zika, and now COVID. It's all fake science. There's no solid evidence using the gold standard. And the gold standard is cautious postulates. And cautious postulate is the gold standard because it forces a scientist to isolate the virus or the microorganism. After isolation, you know, identification using microscopes, electron microscopes, saying, yes, we have something. We don't recognize it, but this could be the problem, okay? So we've isolated, we're now trying to identify it using electron microscopy today, you know. But then we can then use PCR testing, you know, Gary Mullis's testing to look at the genetic makeup, you know, is it an RNA or RNA, DNA? What is the genetics of this? They're all theoretical fragments or breakdown products of cells that have broken down from either animal, human, or plant matter, whether it's coming from inside or you're ingesting these genetic fragments. That's why I've been a vegan since 1970, okay? I mean, I was a weirdo in 1970, but I felt better, you know, and I refused to eat chicken anymore. It's one of my top 10 foods to never eat because they absorb their own urine because they only have a one-track elimination system. And that juice, you know, is just, under a microscope, is just putrid. I mean, but you don't see it unless you have a microscope. But you never eat it. If you test it biochemically, you'd never eat it, no more than you'd drink your own urine. But why are you drinking the urine of a chicken or a pig or a horse or a rat or a bat? I mean, or a snake. I mean, what are we doing eating? This is not food. This is not food for the body. It's like I got a call from, Professor Dean Lawrence Carter, who introduced me at Morehouse College. It's the largest black college university medical school in the United States, in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the Martin Luther King Memorial. It was the first memorial to Martin Luther King. I, as well as other great scientists, and I'm not saying that I'm great, but they were great, and I had a beautiful experience to actually lecture there. Professor Dean Lawrence Carter is introducing me as the Martin Luther King of the 21st century. Now, he was arrested for doing what? For telling the truth. I've been arrested for doing what? For telling the truth. Because it's about headlines. It's about silencing my voice. The same people that are doing this COVID thing are the same people that did the Zika thing, the Ebola thing, the HIV thing. It's all fake. It's all political. It's all to get gain. It's called filthy lucre. It's called the great and abominable secret. The secret is, which is a Luciferian concept, is that I can have what's yours. I just have to kill you, and then I'm going to take it. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to earn it. I'm just going to steal it. There's a war going on right now. It's a war between good and evil. It's a war between right and wrong. Right now, the world is upside down. We're calling what's good bad, and we're calling what's bad good. All you have to do is turn on the news or been involved in seeing what's happening in Seattle, what's happening in Portland, what's happening in Chicago. While mayors and governors stand back as if that's okay, without taking personal responsibility. So yes, I spoke at the Martin Luther King Memorial. It's one of the greatest things that happened to me. And yes, I was honored there. And yes, I presented my research there. And yes, I've been saying that HIV is a fake virus. Ebola is a fake virus. Polio is a fake virus. Hepatitis is a fake virus. Smallpox is a fake virus. And there's explanation, but it's not what you've been programmed to believe. And trust me, this has been a program. It's a program right now. Right now they're running the mask program. Wear a mask. No science behind it, other than the science that's showing that you're losing 15% oxygenation and you're building up carbon dioxide that is causing shortness of breath, that is causing lightheadedness and dizziness, that are causing hypercapnia. It's causing, you know, the inability of the lungs to release its carbon dioxide. And this is okay because we have this etiology that we've been programmed. It's called mind control, that there's something in the droplets, if we sneeze, that's somehow going to transfer some biological that's going to make us sick. Now, I don't want to be interpreted improperly here, but there are germs in the air. Okay, but let me say this. If germs truly cause disease, there would be no one on this planet alive to talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so we have protections. So when going back to HIV, I felt compelled. I felt motivated to speak and to publish and write papers on this and to lecture around the world on this subject to wake people up, because people are dying from ignorance. They're dying from mind control. They're acting as if our authorities in this area are believable. But here again, it's no different than a religion, and virology is a religion. It's not we have solid scientific evidence based upon conscious postulate, where we've isolated, we've then identified, we've then purified, and then we've cultured and created the same symptomologies from the extraction from the first specimen, that when we introduce that into a second specimen, creating the same symptomologies. You can't do that with polio. You cannot do that with HIV. It's never been done. The US stopped its funding in 1999. The article, you can look it up on Google, is called Monkey Business. They stopped funding it because they could not tie HIV to AIDS, immune deficiency in the white blood cells. And I'm going to tell you what true immunity is here in a minute. But the immune cells that's currently classified as those soldiers, that army of soldiers going out to war to attack an invading microorganism. It's a fairy tale. It's not what happens. There's no attack. What there is white blood cells are glorified janitors going around picking up the shit that you create from what you eat and what you drink and how you believe. You are the germ. And your thoughts and how you live your life is an expression of your symptomologies. You don't get cancer, you do cancer. You don't get diabetes, you do diabetes. You don't get MS, you do MS. You don't get a fever, that's forced expulsion. You just do that with what you eat, what you drink, and what you breathe. Now, some of this is by omission, because you're unknowing, and some of it's by commission. There isn't a person on the planet that has common sense knows that alcohol is not good for the body. It's called soul food, and that's what I was getting at, is that's what Dr. Lawrence Carter taught me. He said, do you know what the definition of soul food? And I said, no, I don't. Soul food makes you feel better momentarily, but it's not good for you. It's good for the soul, but not good for the body. And that's going to be a conversation next week that I'm going to have with another leader in that particular field. And it's trying to educate, you know, the Black community, the African American community, that soul food is not good for the body. Dr. Dean Lawrence Carter knew that, and he was the protege of Martin Luther King. That's why he's the trustee of Martin Luther King. I knew their family, and had the opportunities to be that close. But the bottom line is that the new biology is disruptive. The new biology teaches a new way of living, a new way of eating, a new way of drinking, a new way of breathing, a new way of thinking, a new way of exercising. It's a new way of living that destroys current medical science. Now you understand why I'm under attack.
Absolutely. I mean, we've covered an awful lot of ground today, Dr. Robert. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking up the time from your really busy schedule to spend some time with us. It's been very much appreciated. So for those people that want to find out a bit more information about you, where's the best place to find you online, Robert?
Well, if you want to find my books and some of my research, I would recommend that you locate those at phmiracleproducts.com. That's with an S, products, not product, but products.com. You can find the literature there. You can find the PH Miracle Revised and Updated book. You can find the genesis of those non-invasive protocols and also products that can help sustain life, that some of the top athletes in the world, for those who are struggling with a terminal cancer, or you want to really get the truth about type 1 diabetes and you're tired of taking shots and you want to learn about that, you can read the book and you get the book, PH Miracle for Diabetes, or the PH Miracle for Weight Loss, extra 10 pounds. You can get that book at phmiracleproducts.com. You can also learn more about my published work and research. You can pick up my CV. You can pick up my scientific blog at drrobertyoung.com. That's drrobertyoung.com. And so here again, if you want to learn about retreats, you can go to PH Miracle Retreats. I think it's singular, phmiracleretreat.com, and learn about Sardinia and learn more about some of the offerings that we have around the world. And there's more to come. And the reason I'm saying this, there's going to be a huge announcement in September. It's going to go worldwide. It's going to be in 15 languages, and it's going to go out simultaneously to hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. And I can't wait till I can announce that, but it's coming to you. And it's going to give everyone an opportunity to pull themselves out of this mind control trap that we're currently in, to pull themselves out of ignorance, to empower themselves with knowledge. You know, because knowledge is power. We need education, not medication. We need education, not vaccination. Vaccines aren't going to solve this problem. Education is going to solve this problem. You're going to solve it because you're going to empower yourself to take care of your body, because guess what? It's your body, it's your life, and it's your God-given right. It's your choice. Mandation is a Luciferian concept. It is your choice. It's your body, it's your life. Remember that. Stand up. You are a sovereign being, and you have the power over yourself, not some government political agency. And so with that, yes, you can find more information. Here again, to educate and empower yourself and protect yourself against radiation poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning, air poisoning. These are the true contributing factors that are causing the so-called symptomologies that is associated with the smoke screen. And listen to me carefully, the plandemic. And the wave will come because it is planned to come. So you need to prepare yourself. You need to empower yourself. You need to plan yourself to protect you and your loved ones. And you need to share this message with everyone that you love and care about. That's my outcome, is to educate the world and take back our sovereign right to our physicality and for us to choose the kind of care, whatever it may be, it should be our decision and not mandated from some political party or some government agency. It's not their body, it's your body. Take it back.
Excellent. Well said, Dr. Roberts. Thanks again for being a guest on the THT podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks again, mate.
Thank you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Total Health Transformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com, where you'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.